Good morning, happy Monday, and welcome to By the Numbers, where every Monday I dive into the latest box office rankings from this previous weekend. This past weekend saw the release of The Grinch from Illumination Entertainment, Overlord from J.J. Abrams, and The Girl in the Spider's Web. So pretty big movies, but that's not all we're going to be talking about. There are a lot of other interesting aspects about the box office that we will get to discuss. More specifically, Venom. Yeah, that's the movie that will not run away or will not go away from us, but let's not talk about that for now. We'll get to it. Let's talk about the top 10 at the domestic box office. At number 1, we have Dr. Seuss's The Grinch with $66 million. Number 2, Bohemian Rhapsody, $30.9 million. Sorry, rounding up there. Number 3, Overlord with $10.1 million. Number 4, Nutcracker in the Four Realms, $9.6 million. Number 5, The Girl in the Spider's Web, $8 million. Number 6, A Star is Born, $8 million. 7, Nobody's Fool, $6.5 million. 8, Venom, $4.9 million. 9, Halloween, $3.8 million. Again, rounding. And then number 10, The Hate U Give, with $2 million. So, what should we dive into first? Well, I guess starting with number one, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, $66 million, given its $75 million budget. It's doing pretty well for itself. Great job, Illumination Entertainment. This one wasn't too well-reviewed by critics, but it did get an A- cinema score, meaning that audiences who did see it really liked what it had to offer. This is also an upper-middle-of-the-road opening for Illumination, but yeah. They're really sensible with their budgets, and they make really accessible and cotton candy fluffy type movies. So they're very mainstream, very different type of movies than you get from Pixar, which tend to be really deep and heartfelt and stuff. These are more surface level and fun and cute, which is fine. And they know what they're doing. You know, even if they're not necessarily kicking it out of or knocking out of the park in terms of overall story. But audiences really engage with it, and this is another success for them. Number 2, Bohemian Rhapsody with $30.9 million, only dropping 39.6% from its already stellar first weekend. This is almost hitting about as high as it was predicted originally to get in its opening weekend. So that's really worth talking about. Also, worth reiterating, this budget for the movie was $52 million, and so far worldwide it's made $285 million. A lot of it overseas, a good portion of it overseas, so this is very much an overseas type movie, or a worldwide affair. And it's already more than made its budget. People really seem to like it, even if critics weren't thrilled with it. And I guess that's all that matters at the end of the day. This Paint by the Numbers musical biopic was able to survive as what I think is really, really generic storytelling, though it kind of was what I wanted. So I'm part of the problem. I saw the movie. It wasn't great, but it hit the spot of what I wanted from the movie, even though it was lacking real substance. Number 3, Overlord. This is the J.J. Abrams violent R-rated zombie flick. He produced it, not directed it. And this movie made $10.1 million in its opening weekend. I wasn't expecting us to do anywhere above 10 million. So for me, this is just slightly above my personal expectations, but I don't think it really met with what the studio wanted, which they were shooting for low teen expectations there. So disappointing for them for sure, considering a $38 million production budget. But I think this goes to show, once again, these violent pulpy movies, as much as film geeks like us love this kind of thing, and I do think it's indicative in the overall critical response of 81% on Rotten Tomatoes that it is very much a geek movie, and film geek and pulpy doesn't necessarily mean mainstream. So I'm surprised it's taken Hollywood this long to know that they need to keep the budgets down on these types of movies. It still looks like a lot of fun, though I'll probably still wait for it on home video. Number 4, Nutcracker in the Four Realms with $9.5 million, dropping 53% from its already shitty opening weekend. This was not very good for them. Once again, it opened at $20 million, so far it's made $96.6 million worldwide, not domestically. Domestically, it's made around $36 or $35 million. Given its production budget of $120 million, and given that you could generally double that before you hit a profit, this one is nowhere near making a profit. Disney's going to take a bath in this movie. But as I mentioned last week, it doesn't matter because Disney has been knocking it out of the park with all their other movies. So not a huge loss. It's just another learning lesson for them. Hopefully they learn something from it. I say as if I have any authority on the subject. Number five, The Girl in the Spider's Web. This is another interesting case study here. Very disappointing opening. $8 million. Like, not good at all. It did only have a budget of $43 million, so the studio isn't gonna die because this one failed, but it did even open lower than The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo did back in 2011. And that, by and large, was considered to be a failure for the studio, hence why they didn't continue the story in sequels. So with that in mind, they seem to have brought in Fede Alvarez to sort of give a more mainstream vision of what this character and what these stories can be. They gave him less money, $43 million, which was a solid mid-budget affair. But yeah, it just didn't seem, it didn't seem to engage a lot of people. It made half of its budget, or half of its, not budget, half of its opening overseas. So it made $8 million here, another $8 million overseas. Will it make back its budget? It'll probably hit its budget at the very least, but I'm not sure if it will account for the advertising and all of that. But regardless of even if this breaks even, this is, which I don't think it will, this is another failed launch for a what people think should be a big franchise. But I think that goes to show just how, as much as interesting as these stories are, there's just not enough to really justify these larger slash mid-budget movies. In this movie's defense, though, it did have a much smaller budget than The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo had like a $92 million budget. This only had a $43 million budget. So at this point, it could potentially be skewing to make just enough money to break even or more. Especially since the other one had more than double budget and had less than double opening weekend. But it is worth noting that 2011 was a very different film landscape than this one. 2011 was before the big box office boom where everything was like a, you know, a $200 million movie. So it was before that era, and it was in that era that this type of movie could do better overall. And yeah, we don't live in that era anymore. So I don't know if this one's going to be able to survive for the long haul. But we'll have to wait and see. I know I'm going to be checking it out this Tuesday at a, I was going to say bargain bin. That's not the right term. Tuesday, what the hell is it called? I don't know. When I grew up, it was called Tightwad Tuesday, but I know that's not a thing. But basically when it's cheaper to go to the movie theaters. I had a brain fart on that one. But yeah, I'll be checking it out and deciding for myself. But I've been one of the few people really excited about this movie. I really love the novels. Ironically enough, I didn't read the novel in which this one is based, which is the fourth one. I've been really hesitant to jump back in, considering it's not written by the original author, Stieg Larsson. It's written by the guy, David Lagerkrantz. I forgot the name. And I wasn't sure if this was what the original author would have intended with the character. And it seems like a lot of people have that feeling where she's more of a superhero than a twisted and torn's not the right word, twisted and mentally scarred woman. But I'll have to judge for myself when I see the movie. One last thing to talk about. Venom. Yeah, we're still talking about Venom. $111 million in China this opening weekend. And that means that it came in at number one worldwide. That's right, number one worldwide. And let me take a look. I don't have this number off the top of my head or this idea off the top of my head, but I want to see what week it is into its run. It's into its sixth week. And its sixth week, it came in at number one worldwide. That's because it opened in China. But yeah, it made $111 million worldwide. It broke $600 million. And now it's all the way to $670 million worldwide. This could make $800 million. I think definitely $750 million, but $800 million off its $100 million budget. God damn it, Sony. I hate you for being able to fail upwards like this, but I gotta applaud you. Like, damn, great work. This more than makes up for the disappointing girl in the spider's web, but no doubt you were hoping for both to really, really drive the money home. But, you know, I guess you can't win at everything. But, you know, great job with Venom, I guess. I'm curious to think what you guys think this movie will hit when all said and done. Could it break $800 million? Could it break $850 million? I really don't know, because I don't know much about Chinese box office and how the trends tend. And I know it depends very much on movies, because sometimes you get movies that do okay, and then they get pulled from theaters immediately. So we'll have to wait and see. But we'll definitely still be following Venom 6 weeks after its release. But yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for this edition of By the Numbers. Be sure to check back in with us throughout the week. We have episodes of LRM Ranks It, as well as I'd Buy That for a Dollar on Thursday, and of course our Friday episodes where we cover this past week in film and TV news. But until then, adios.